After the singing ambulance...
My country is off.
But before the float with the mermaid on a Pollock boat came the Unalaska 4th of July Parade Grand Prize winners, the Unisi Samoan Dancers. With matching blue cloth wraps tied around their jeans, five women from American Samoa, a territory in the South Pacific, danced in front of Kathy Dirks and other parade goers.
I enjoy seeing other cultures.
Their movements were subtle, waving hands, turning in circles. Dancer Etnini Ulilata says it's the Samoan way.
Like, we don't dance, like, hip-hop is basically shaking and jumping and all that. Like, there's a lot of movements, like tough movements, but for Samoan dance, we don't move that much. Like, everything is all pure.
Ulilata moved to Unalaska a year ago to work with her aunt in the processing plant and to send money back to her family. She says the large local Samoan population helps her feel at home.
The thing about the Samoans, they like to get together, like what we're doing right now. They like activities, getting together, doing barbecue. It's the Samoans like to call each other as families, just like my own family. So that's what I love the most for up here.
It also helps her hold on to major aspects of Samoan culture.
The thing that's big about Samoan people, they respect others. Like, they respect their elders. That's the most number one thing about Samoans.
She says simple expressions of respect, saying excuse me, letting elders eat first, help Samoans gain entry into the community.
It gets us to be respected more. Like, the way we treat others, they treat us the same.
She says they also participate in many community events, like the parade. This year's parade, Faces of Freedom, was organized by Tony Garcia, the PCR staff, and community volunteers. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hellman.